Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show with your host, James Brown, Jr.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord once again on this beautiful Lord's Day on Saturday, December the 6th, 2014. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are told in His Word that we are to rejoice and to be glad in it. It matters not what it looks like or what we're going through. We are to put our hope, our faith, and our trust in God. And that's what we're doing here on today. So before we get ready to go into our show, as we always do, we always open up with a word of prayer. But before we do that, I'm going to ask all of our listeners, as we always do, if you would please get your Bibles out, your sword, your shield, which is the word of God. Get them out and get them ready with some pens and paper. Because as my guests come on and as I do my Bible lesson, we want you to be able to go with us through the Word of God and see what the Lord has to say to us in His Word. So we don't want you to take our opinions or feelings for anything. We want you to be able to read it for yourself in God's Word. So we ask that you would get your Bibles out and get them ready as we go to the throne of grace on today. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you knowing that you are God and that you are God all by yourself. It's you who have made us, and we have not made ourselves, and we know that without you, we cannot do nothing. Heavenly Father, we come thanking you today for who and all that you are. We thank you for another chance, another opportunity to be able to share your word with your people on today. You know, God, I pray, Lord, that you will forgive not myself, my guests, and all listeners. Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, and blot out all of our iniquities in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, as we go forth on this in this show on today, I pray that you would use my guest and myself, Heavenly Father, to bring your word, Heavenly Father, that as we speak your word, Heavenly Father, for those who are spiritually blinded by Satan, that their spiritual eyes will become open. They'll be able to receive your word in their hearts, Heavenly Father, and open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, that they will be saved on today in Jesus' name. And then we also lift up those who are backslidden and have turned their backs on you, Heavenly Father, that as your word goes forth, that backsliders will come back to the fold. And then also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those who are in the body of Christ. We pray, Lord, that as we go forth into today's word on today, that you would use us, Heavenly Father, that even those who are saved in Jesus' name, that they would be strengthened and built up and edified as your word goes forth, and they would continue to run on in this Christian race and continue to hold on to their faith, Heavenly Father, and continue to do the God work that you have planted in each of our hearts, and the God work that you have purpose for each one of us, and we will be able to fulfill it as you use us for your glory in Jesus' name on today. You know, God, we pray and lift up our president, not only President Obama, but world leaders all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to touch their hearts, even show love and compassion for all your people, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, for peace in the land. We pray, Lord, for the authority, for those that have authority in the law enforcement, Heavenly Father, that they will come on one accord. Heavenly Father, we know that you are able to step into the midst, and we know that you're able to resolve, but we know that your word says to us that if my people who are called by your name, if we will humble ourselves and pray, seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then you will forgive us of our sins and you will heal the land. So we know that the land needs to be healed on today. You know, God, we know that you are the healer. So we ask that you would touch the hearts of men, that we will continue to be able to show love one to another, that you will get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, I come to today on Saturday, December the 6th, 2014, giving God praise and honor for an opportunity to be used by Him again on today. And as we get ready to go forth with my guests, I have two important announcements I need to make real quick before I introduce my guests for tonight. The first one is coming up in April 24th through the 26th of April 2015, this will be the 8th annual conference for Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders International Ministries. This 8th annual conference will be held on April the 24th through April 26th, 2015. It will be held at the St. Regis Hotel, which is located on West Grand Boulevard, but off of Woodward Avenue. And on that Saturday, April 26th, there will be a dinner play. We would have a guest Christian comedian will be there in the person of Sister Ketchup. She is our Christian comedian. She will be our guest on the April the 26th, which is a Saturday, the day of the dinner theater at the St. Regis Hotel, which will be hosted by Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders International Ministries. For those of you that would like more information pertaining to this upcoming conference in April 2015, you can call these numbers either 312 area code 574-0212, or you can call Kingdom Daughters at area code 248-270-7237. Again, you can call 312 area code 754-0212, or you can call Kingdom Daughters International Ministries at area code 248-270-7237. That is regarding, for those of you that would like more information pertaining to the upcoming conference in April of 2015. Also, starting in January, Kingdom Builders will have a new format. It will be 7 days a week. Those of you that would like more information pertaining to our new format that starts in January 2015, you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.com. Also, Prophetic Training School will start also in January 2015. For those of you that would like to register to take part of this class or the training, you can go to www.kingdombuildersinternational. Again, Kingdom Builders Development will be hosting a prophetic training school, which will be starting January 15, 2015. Again, you must register. If you would like more information or to register for this class or school, you can go to www.kingdombuildersinternational.com. Also, for those of you that would like to sow into Kingdom Builders International Ministries, you have three different ways that you can sow into this ministry. The first two ways, for those of you that have capability through internet, you can go to kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com. Once again, that's kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com or www.kingdombuildersplaza.com. Again, that's www.kingdombuildersplaza.com. Or for those of you who would like to mail your donations, you can mail your donations to 12346 Elmdale Street. Again, that is 12346 Elmdale, E-L-M-D-A-L-E, Elmdale Street. And that's in Detroit, Michigan. The zip code is 48213. Well, those are the announcements for today. And our spiritual food for thought for today, as you always know, we always do a spiritual food for thought. And the spiritual food for thought for today is what God will in us, he works through us. Again, spiritual food for thought for today is what God will in us, he works through us. And our Bible lesson for today is the will of God. And I will be bringing that Bible lesson after my guest concludes her message on today. And as I get ready to bring her forth, and that is none other than the person of Minister Gina Eppinger-Shambliss. She is a minister at Impact Church, which is located in Detroit. Again, this is my guest on today. She will be bringing forth a message on today. We're going to be cutting our program short on today. We'll be only doing an hour today. We're going to be kind of running things together. So won't be making any more announcements for today. So I hope you all got those announcements and have your Bibles ready. So Minister Dina Eppinger-Shambliss, are you on the air?
I am. How are you, brother?
I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. How are you today?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Well, it is a great honor to be able to have you on as my guest on today. And as I always have all my guests do, and I'm going to do you the same way on today, and I would ask if you would please, at this moment, if you would please share with the worldwide listening audience a powerful testimony that you know that it was only God that could have done it, that you would be able to share with the listeners on today.
Oh, praise God, praise God. Well, you say a powerful testimony. Well, brother, I have one. Number one is that I'm glad that I do not look like what I've been through. At the age of 49, I've had a stroke and too many strokes. And at one time, I was just, you know, I really was feeling as if that I wasn't going to make it. I'm like, I'm 49 years old. Here I am. I'm on a cane, walking around. I'm used to dancing. I'm used to being free, you know, praise dance at church and everything, you know. And I just kind of felt as if my life had taken a plummet. When I look at what God has done for me, how he's totally healed me from all signs and symptoms of the stroke, and how good he's been to me, I can't do anything but just wave my hands, because sometimes I try to speak it and I can't even tell it. So I won't even try to tell it all. I just wave my hands and say, I thank you, Jesus. So he's brought me through so much seen and unseen dangers. And I give him glory, because a lot of people won't even tell the real testimony. I'm here to tell the real testimony. Can't tell it all right now, but we're going to talk about a book later on that you can purchase. So if you need to hear my testimony, I need you to hear it through reading my book. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That is a powerful testimony, because I can witness because I was at death's door about 20 years ago, and I didn't share this testimony before, and I'm going to continue to share it because I know that's my story, but it's God's glory. So that's why it's important that we share our testimonies, because the Word of God tells us that he will share his glory with no one. And so that is why we share our testimonies. That lets others know that if God did it for us, if they just hang on to their faith, hold on to their hope and trust in God, that he's able to do it for them also. So that's why it is important that we share our testimony, that God get the glory. So it's not about us. It's about that God get the glory, that others are going to be blessed through our testimonies. So at this time, Minister Dina Chambliss, as you first stated, and I'm going to have you talk about that at the end of your message. I do want to put this out. Mm-hmm. Minister Chambliss is a new author, and she has a book that is going to be coming out very soon. And we're going to help her promote her book on this show at the end of her message. So I want you all to be able to take pens and papers out so you'll be able to know where you will be able to purchase her book. So at the end of her message, she will be able to come back with you all and share with you all how you'll be able to purchase her new book that's coming out very soon. So Minister Chambliss, at this time, we're going to yield the mic over to you and just let the Lord use you and let you share with the worldwide listeners what he has given to you for us on today.
Amen, amen. First, I want to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just come to you right now, just giving you glory, praise, and honor for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and number one, just for who you are. Father God, we just come right now decreasing so that you may increase within us. None of us, but all of you, as we go forth, Father God, let me speak a word in season right now, Father God, and we will continue to give your name all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. I spoke with Brother Brown earlier this morning, and I informed him that, listen, I'm not a long-winded person. I'm going to tell you what thus says the Lord, and then I'm going to yield the mic back over, because if God didn't say it, I'm not going to be up here saying it. So what God gave me is that when he asked me to speak on this topic, you know, I asked myself the question. I was like, okay, you don't have to be perfect to be an asset to the kingdom of God. And when I thought about that, I said, Dina, are you an asset to the kingdom, or are you a liability to the kingdom? And at first, my sincere answer was, maybe I am a liability. You know, you sit here thinking, you say, at this point in my life, I'm not doing everything, God, that you called me to do. I want to do so much more. But right now, Lord, I'm not doing exactly this way. I'm not going to choir rehearsal every Sunday. I don't go to church every Sunday. You know, I'm not doing everything exactly the way that you told me to do it. And then I still heard the still small voice within me that said, Dina, I didn't call you to be perfect, but I need you to be trusting, sincere, and willing to serve. And then I thought to myself, and I'm sitting there, and I'm praying on these things, and, you know, I see where I have these conversations with God myself, and I speak to myself, and when he speaks, I have to listen. The problem is sometimes that some of us talk too much. A conversation is between two, so we don't do all the talking. Sometimes we got to stop, and we need to listen. So as I begin to listen even more to God, I said, I'm not doing everything that you called me to do. God tells me then, that's not what I called you to do. I called you to go into nations. I didn't call you to have to go to church every Sunday. I called you to go to nations. The word tells us to forsake not to assemble ourselves. Yes, we do need to find a place so that we may be fed. And when I say fair, get up under a word, a minister, a pastor that is giving an unadulterated word of God so that he can feed into your spirit, so that you'll have something that you can carry from Monday through the next Sunday that you go back to church. But as I sat there, I'm like, okay, you called me the nations. He called us to a church without walls. And he said, go ye into the highways and the byways, compelling people, convincing them to come. And when you look up the word asset, it's the definition is someone that's useful, a valuable thing, a blessing. With this being revealed, you know, I will now get into the text. And the word is coming from Joshua 2 in its entirety, and also Joshua 6 and 17, Hebrew 11, 31, in James 2:22. I hope you got those. So you can read those, you know, in your spare time. But in the Bible, we see a woman named Rahab. They say Rahab was a harlot, which is a prostitute, in Jericho. She was known for her great faith and for her place in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Now, Joshua has sent out spies to look over the land to see if they might be able to conquer it. And the spies were staying with Rahab, and she told them how everyone in Jericho was really afraid of them because the Israelites were God's chosen. And ever since they defeated the Egyptians and Moses parted the Red Sea some 40 years prior, they were very afraid. So first, religious people would say, why are these same men hiding in a prostitute's house? Now, we got to remember, you don't have to be perfect to be an asset to the kingdom of God. She agreed to help them, so she hid them. And if they would just spare her family, her and her family, she would do this because she knew that they were mighty men and that the God that they served was an almighty God. So now she had a story ready when the king sent for her. Now, she didn't lie. She didn't say that they weren't in my house. She let the king know that, yeah, I entertained them. But they left at dusk when no one could see them. Now, they still searched the house, but she had hidden them on the roof. Now, if the king's men left, she gave them some advice. She told them what to do. God used her even to speak a word of how to go about making sure that the men did not find them. So she told them to hide in the hills for 3 days before attempting to cross the Jordan. In our day and time, and even back then, Rahab would not have been seen as an asset to the kingdom of God because you have saved, sanctified people that feel as if a prostitute is not worthy of God's love. But let me tell you, God loves us all. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. But not only did he die for us, but he rose again with all power in his hands, stating that if we just believe in him and if we just come to him, that he will save us and we will be saved. So That's what I look at when I see Rahab. She was an asset to the kingdom. She began first worshiping pagan gods because that's where she came from. That's what she was taught. So people would have thought she had no benefits for godly leadership. But one thing I know is that her belief, she heard these men coming in and out of her house speak about how they were so fearful of the God that had already spread the Red Sea, that split the Red Sea and divided the Red Sea. So she believed what she heard, and she stood on her belief. And as her standing and while she stood on her belief, one thing that we must know is that we look at David, and we know that David was a man after God's own heart. We read that in the Word of God. Now, if God can use David, someone who was a murderer, someone who was an adulterer, don't you know that he can use us? We're not perfect. If God can use Saul, a man that persecuted the believers, God can also use a prostitute. God can use someone that had been on the street selling their body. God can use someone that has been using drugs. He just wants you to put your belief in him. He wants you to give your life to him. He doesn't want you to try to think about it and think, if I can do it by myself, because we can do nothing by ourselves. When we think of what type of people the Lord needs to build his kingdom here on earth, he could have taken the very highly trained minds back in the temple. But he decided instead to use fishermen. He wanted to use people he can trust. That's what God is looking for, someone he can trust with his word, someone who is sincere, someone who is willing to serve. God guides you to the work he has for you to do. Then as he guides you to that work, he equips you. Sometimes we feel inadequate. But sometimes those feelings of inadequacy that also humble us and turn us to the Lord. With God, we can do anything. So tonight, my prayer is, and as I said, very simple message, short, sweet, to the point, you don't have to be perfect to be an asset to the kingdom. With God, we can do it all. My prayer is, just ask God, if you are an asset or a liability to the kingdom of God tonight, as you pray and as you open up your spiritual ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you, I also want you to open up your hearts to receive what he says. He is not seeking a perfect vessel. And we also should not just sin to be sinning either. I had to put that in there, had to say that, because sometimes we'll feel like this, okay, I can just do this and it's all right. No, it's not all right. Our word, we need to get into it so we'll know right from wrong. But yes, all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And as we've fallen short, we've got to remember that if you give your life to Christ, he will pick you, he will turn you around, he'll place your feet on a solid ground, because he wants to use you in his kingdom. He wants to make your testimony. He wants to make your misery your ministry. So, no, we're not perfect, but God can use us. God can use you right where you are, as long as you're sincere. And that you're willing to serve, you're obedient, that you will submit, and that you surrender to God. That is the key. If you don't know Jesus right now as your personal Savior, this is the time to get it right with him right at this moment. As I told Brother Brown, I'm not long-winded. I just say what God says, tells me to say. And this is what he has for me to say today, that perfection, if you continue to strive and strive and strive and you're not doing what God has called you to do because you think you have to be perfect to do it, you're wrong. You don't have to be perfect. In Him, you can do anything, anything. So as I close, I just want to leave this with you that give your life to Christ today. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Make Him your Savior. Make Him your Lord. And if you make Him your Lord, He will take you. He will begin to do a new thing in you. He will begin to change your life. He will begin to just mend broken wounds. He'll begin to do a healing on the inside of you. He'll begin to do a deliverance on the inside of you. He will just begin to make your whole life brand new. And just know you're not by yourself. There's so many others out there that feel as if they have to be perfect for God to use them. But I'm here. I'm here right now as a witness, as a living testimony to let you know that, no, I'm far from perfect. But one thing I do desire is to do the will of my Father. And I know if I desire to do the will of my Father and do it with everything within me, the way He desires for me to do it, I know that He is pleased. So thank you, Brother Brown, for just giving me an opportunity just to say what little I said today. But I pray that as you're listening tonight, that you know that from this day forth, don't sit back and don't do and not do what God has called you to do because you feel as if you're not worthy. God has made you worthy when He sent His Son, Jesus. So I love you, and I turn it back over to you, Brother Brown.
Well, praise the Lord. Minister Dina Eppenlinger Chambliss, I just want you to know, even though it was short, and you said it right, it was short and it was sweet and it was directly to the point, because that is so true, and I am, too, a living testimony, because, yes, the Lord says we all fall short of His glory, and, yes, none of us are perfect. We do know that when we are trying to be faithful to God, that's what He looks at. He looks at our heart. You hit the nail on the head. You said it the way it really is, because that's what the Lord is looking at. He's looking for sincerity. He's looking for faithful servants.
Yes, Lord.
Not just some that's going to be on the wall for a day or two, and when things start falling apart and not going the way they think it ought to go, then they're going to get off the wall and start working for to help build the kingdom. But the Lord is looking for faithful servants. He is looking for faithful servants who's going to be there because they trust Him and know that when He starts something in you, He's going to see it through to the end. So your lesson for tonight through the words which God has given to us through you for tonight, it kind of goes and ties in with my Bible lesson. In other words, the will of God, fulfilling the will of God. And fulfilling our God purpose. So that's another thing that some of us don't even know what our God purpose is. And we sit in under the word every Sunday. And so God wants us to know what our purpose is. And so that we can fulfill our God purpose. Because, yes, He knows that we're not perfect. But like you said, you use some good examples. Some of the different people, good people of the Old Testament who God used, even though they wasn't perfect. But the key there is they knew how to open their mouth and confess their sin. And ask God to forgive them. That's when He is able to continue to use us. Once we confess our sin,
that's it.
Then He's able to continue to use us. But you said something on your teaching on tonight that confirmed something to me on tonight through my bishop on last Sunday's during his sermon. He was talking about Rahab, the prostitute, how she had despised. And so I was just thinking back onto his sermon on Sunday, how the Holy Spirit always confirms itself through His word.
Amen.
So, Minister Chambliss, we just want to say to you from myself and from Kingdom Builders International Ministries, we thank you for sharing that powerful word on today. And like you said, it don't take God long to get His word through. If you have a sincere heart to hear from God, He will get His word through to you. And so at this time, Minister Chambliss, we want to give you an opportunity to share with the worldwide listeners as we first stated, and they don't know exactly how to obtain a copy of your new book that's going to be released real soon. Could you please share with us the title of your book, how it came about, the title of the book, and how people can purchase your book, when will it be available?
Okay, yes. The title of the book is Broken People on Broken Pews. God gave me that title really just recently. I took a picture, and I was sitting on a pew in an abandoned church, and the pew was broken. And I had already written, I've been writing over the years, just writing poetry. So the book is a book of poetry, but number one, I want to say is that the book emphasizes my struggles through life, my testimony, as I said, my test had to become my testimony, my miseries had to become my ministry. Going through life, I've gone through a divorce that kind of really took me out. I've dealt with depression, some other things that have happened in my life caused me to journal. So as I began to journal, I began to put these things on paper. And as I began to put it on paper, God began to show me where, Dina, you're not the only one dealing with these things. You're not the only one in the church that's broken. There's a lot of people in the church that's broken, but they don't know that there are other people in there just like them that have gone through the same thing that they have gone through, but they don't want to say it, because if we would begin to tell our real testimony, people would begin to become healed. People would be delivered. It's by the word of our testimony that God begins to move. If we don't testify, if we don't let it out and let people know, then they think they're struggling by themselves. So in the confines of four walls, we have a lot of people. If you're in a hospital, you go to the hospital if you're hurting. The church is a hospital for hurting people too. But we tend not to understand that, because we always want to keep in our what we're going through. But we're delivered when we say those things. And we have to speak those things that aren't as though they were. So when I begin to put it on paper and I begin to speak, and I'm like, okay, my healing is coming forth now as I begin to write. God said, keep writing and keep sharing, because there's some young women out there that have gone through and that are going through what you've been through. They're sitting in those pews thinking they're all alone, but they're not, and that's what my book is about. I just don't want them to think that they're by themselves.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's why the Lord gave you that book, because you said it right, because, yes, a lot of people need to read that book, and that's why we want you to be able to get the information out now as to how people can be looking forward to getting a copy of that book. It's going to be a blessing
yes.
to a lot of people, and not just women, men in the church.
Men
church,
too,
exactly. And so a lot, that book is going to be beneficial spiritually to a lot of people that are in the body of Christ. So when will this
yes.
book be available?
Okay, the book will be available. We're having a book release and also a book signing at my church, Impact Church, 12844 Elmdale Street, Detroit, Michigan, on December the 28th. But also the book will be available, e-books, on Amazon, CreateSpace. So a lot of different e-books will be available. So just go out there, look for them. You can also contact me at dina.chambliss65@gmail.com. Also, my Facebook page is Dina S. Eppinger Chambliss. And you'll be able to get all the information there also.
Amen. Well,
and the books
Lord.
Are $7.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. I'm excited for you. And I'm looking forward to getting my hands on a copy of that book. I will contact you later on. I need to get a copy of that for my director so I can send her a copy also. But I will talk to you later about that. But we wanted to get the word out to the listeners, let them know that book is coming out very soon. For those who are in the Detroit
yes.
area, that you could be at the book signing at the Impact Church. Could you give us the date again for the book signing?
It's on December the 28th.
That's the Impact Church on
at 1:30
in Detroit, Michigan. At 1:30 in the afternoon?
Yes. At 1:30
okay.
p.m., yes.
Okay, praise the Lord. Well, Minister Dina Eppinger Chambliss, it was such a blessing to have you on today. And I know that those who have listened to you through the word on today that was given to the people on today. I know that it has been a blessing to someone, has been blessed, and someone has been saved and healed and delivered. And even those who are in the body of Christ, someone has been spiritually lifted by you sharing the word that God had given to you for the worldwide listeners on today. So along with myself and my director at Kingdom Builders International Ministries, we want to say thank you. We want to ask you, would you like to give a shout-out real quick before we let you go?
Well, yes, I'd love to give a shout-out to Pastor Keenan Knox. I love you, all the impactors, and shout-out to my mom, my dad, my family, and just a shout-out to everyone that may think they're going through right now and that they're by themselves. I just want them to know you're not alone. You got a sister here that's there for you, been there, and that she's going to be praying for you and praying you through.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Once again, Minister Adventist Chambliss, we thank you for being a guest on today. And if it be the Lord's will have you back on again real soon, and we are looking forward to getting our hands on your new book. And we know it's going to be a blessing to the body of Christ. So continue to be blessed.
Amen. I thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're quite welcome. We're looking forward to have you on again. And hopefully you'll be able to share our longer message the next time.
Okay.
But your message on tonight was very short, and it was very sweet, and it was very to the point. So we know that people are blessed by that word on tonight.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You continue to be blessed.
You be encouraged also.
I receive that. I receive that in Jesus' name on today. Thank you so much.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. Well, once again, yes, this is Brother James Brown, and you are listening to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. Yes, today is Saturday, December the 6th, 2014. That was my guest, Minister Dina Eppinger Chambliss. I was a minister at the Impact Church, which is located in Detroit. And her new book is going to be released, and her book title is Broken People on Broken Pews. So be looking out for that book. It will be coming out latter part of this month. So be looking out for that book, and the book signing will be held at Impact Church in Detroit at 1:30. I think she said the 28th of December. So be looking out for that book, which is titled, once again, Broken People on Broken Pews. I know it's going to be a blessing to many that read it. As we said earlier, our Bible lesson for today is the will of God, and that is a difference. We have our own will, but we must know that we must be doing the will of God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator. That is our Bible lesson for today. So I do pray that you have your Bibles out. I pray that you had your Bibles out when Minister Chambliss was on with her powerful message on today. And so I ask that you keep your Bibles out, because you're going to need them as we go forth with this Bible lesson on today. I am going to go over the announcements once again before I go off the air on tonight. But I do want you all to get a chance to get your Bibles ready, because you're going to be needing to take down some notes, because we have some powerful scriptures that's going to back up what God has to say to us on tonight regarding the will of God. So that is my desire, is that my will be God's will, and that God's will be my will, that they connect. And so I'm not doing my own thing, but I'm doing and following the will of God, that I will be able to fulfill, complete my God purpose in the earth for His glory. So as we get ready to go into our Bible lesson on today, we're going to pray once again, and this time we're going to be praying mainly for those, as we go through God's word in this Bible lesson, that those who are not saved in Jesus' name, that is one of the main things that we do here and we believe in at Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International Ministries, along with myself. One of the things that we strongly believe in, and that is what the Word of God says, and we know that God's desire is that no souls will be lost. So that is our desire, that no soul be lost. So that's why we pray before we go into the word, and ask God that He would touch the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, who have been spiritually blinded by Satan. So as we get ready to go into this word, we're going to go into prayer once again. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's again, we come to you, giving you honor, giving you praise and glory for who and all that you are. Heavenly Father, we come once again asking that you would be in the midst of us, as we go through your word again on today, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord, that you would touch the hearts and minds of those who are listening, who do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, who do not have a personal relationship with him. It is my prayer, Heavenly Father, that as you use me as your vessel, that you would open up the hearts and the minds of those who are spiritually blind, that they would be able to receive your word, Heavenly Father, that their spiritual eyes would become open, they would be receptive and be able to hear your word, Heavenly Father, they would open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, ask him to come into their heart so that they could be saved in his name, Heavenly Father, so that they would be able to know their God purpose, and they would be able to fulfill their God purpose for your glory in the earth, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray that as you use me to speak your words, Heavenly Father, to the people who are tuned in on today, Heavenly Father, it's my prayer that each listener, Heavenly Father, would benefit from this word on today, that it would be a blessing, not only for myself, but for all those who are listening. I pray, Heavenly Father, that your word would go forth with power on today as we study the word of God, which is letting the people listening today know that it's all about the will of God. So we pray, Lord, that we would be in your will, and it's our desire, Heavenly Father, to do your will. So we pray that you would use us for your glory, not only today, but forevermore, Heavenly Father, that you would get the glory, that everywhere we go, that somebody would be able to see Jesus Christ in us, that they would want to be saved who are not saved, in Jesus' name. And for this, we give your name praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, here we are once again with our lesson, our new lesson for tonight. Again, I stress, is the subject or the title is the will of God. And before we go into the word of for tonight, which is the will of God, we want to remind you of our spiritual food for thought for tonight. And the spiritual food for thought for tonight is what God will in us, he worked through us. Again, what God will in us, he worked through us. That is the spiritual food for thought for tonight. And again, our Bible lesson is still talking about the will of God. So as we go into this lesson on tonight, if you would turn with me in the book of St. Luke, you have your Bibles, I pray that you do. And if you don't, if you would please take down these, write down these scriptures and refer to them later, because they will be beneficial to you spiritually and they will be a blessing to you. As we turn into the book of St. Luke, we're going to be looking at chapter number 24 and verse number 45. Again, that's St. Luke, chapter 24, verse number 25. And it says, tells us, then opened he, and the he that we're talking about is Jesus, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And then also we're going to look at 2 Timothy. For those of you that have your Bibles, please turn to 2 Timothy. We're going to look at what talking about here pertaining to the will of God. And while you're turning to that scripture, which is found in 2 Timothy, you could write this scripture down. We're going to go right after that. We're going to look at Psalms chapter 35. Verse number 27, and that will be coming from the Amplified Bible. But the other scriptures are all coming from the King James Version of the Bible. But again, we're going to be looking at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. But right now, I'm going to look at Psalms 35, verse 27 in the Amplified Bible, which says, let those who favor my righteous cause and have my pleasure in my uprightness shout for joy and be glad and say continually, let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. So that is one of God's will. One of God's will for us, for those of us who are in the body of Jesus Christ, and that is for us to be a blessing. That's why he blesses us, so that we can turn around and be a blessing, not only to the body of Christ, not only to the church that we, our local church where we are members of, but we are to be a blessing to those who are poor, to the needy, to the widows, to those who are in homeless shelters. However, we can be a blessing to the people of God, for the children of God, because God loves us all, even though we are not all are not saved yet. But God created us all, and he loved us all the same. But his desire is that all would be saved. So while we are in this mode of talking about the will of God, we just looked at what we read in the Psalms, that, yes, the bottom line is God blesses the saints of God. He blesses us so that we can be a blessing to others, not only financially. He blesses us so that we can be able to go out and teach and spread the good news of Jesus Christ, about how his son Jesus Christ came down from glory, how he came down in the form of flesh, in the form of a man, that he paid our sin debt with his own precious blood. So that is the will of God for us, and that's a part of us being a blessed, being blessed so that we can be a blessing to the kingdom of God here in the earth. So as we look at that word, then we're going to, hopefully you are now in 2 Timothy. We're looking at chapter 4, verse number 8. And here we find Timothy is telling the saints of God then, and he's telling the saints of God even now, today. Look at verse number 8. And it says, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Whose appearing? Jesus' appearing, because we do know that Jesus Christ is coming back again. For those of us who love his appearing, just knowing that he's coming back again, so that is what we know, that for us, God has a crown of righteousness made up for us, which is the righteous judge shall give each one of us on that day when we stand before God. So for those of who are saved in Jesus' name, who love and know that he's coming back again, and he's telling us that for those who love the appearing, even though he have not came back again, he came once, but he's coming back again. So for those who are looking toward for Jesus coming back again, that is what he's telling us. That is the will of God for us, that he have a crown of righteousness laid up for us, which the Lord is going to give to us himself that day. So that is also a part of the will of God, that each one of us who are laborers, are servants of the Most High God, who are trying to be assets to the kingdom of God and be doers of his word, that is his will. That is God's will for us, that we receive that crown of righteousness that he, the righteous judge, is going to give us on that day. And also, in other words, for all of us who trust in Jesus and keep the faith, and all of us who are in the will of God, as we finish our earthly course, our work that God has assigned to our hands, until then, it is also, know that it is also God's will that we continue to praise, that we continue to acknowledge him for his power and his greatness. In the book of Psalms, if you return to the book of Psalms, we're going to look at chapter 150, the book of Psalms. So while we turn into the book of Psalms, yes, remember this, saints of God, for those of us who are truly trying to do right and be righteous vessels, like the minister Chambliss said earlier in her sermon on today. Yes, we are not perfect. God knows that we're not perfect, but he searches our hearts, and he looks at the sincerity of our hearts. He knows that if we're humble and if we praise him while we're going through our whatever we're going through, our trials and tribulations, while we're waiting on our breakthrough, if we continue to praise God, continue to be witnesses for him in the earth, continue to be essence for the kingdom of God, continue to be doers of his word, the will of God is letting us know that there is a crown of righteousness for each one of us, which the Lord is going to give us that in that day. And then also he's telling us, in other words, for all of us who trust in him and who keep the faith and are in the will of God as we finish our earthly course or our earthly work for the kingdom of God here on earth, until then, we got to keep working. But he's telling us, until then, it is also God's will that we praise and acknowledge him for his power and greatness. So hopefully we are all in the book of Psalms, chapter number 150, and we're going to be looking at verse number 1 through 6. And verse number 1 tells us to praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Verse 2, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Verse number 4 says, praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals and praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Verse number 6 says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That is the will of God for the saints today. We are to praise God. He said that everything that has breath, that is the will of God, that we are to praise him. Why? Because he is truly worthy to be praised. And why? Because of who he is. That's why we are to praise him. Don't you love to praise him? I know I do. I can't speak for you, but I love going into the sanctuary praising God with the other saints. And then sometimes I just love being in the comforts of my own home or riding around in a car or whatever, just giving God praise, thinking about the goodness of God for who he is, because that is the will of God, that we always give him praise because, again, he is worthy. For those of you that have your Bibles, if you would turn now with me to St. John, we're going to be looking at the 8th chapter of St. John. We're going to look at verses 1 through 12. Again, now we're going to be looking at St. John, chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. And that and while we're looking at this pertaining to the will of God in St. John, chapter 8, verses 1 through 12, and that is letting us know that all have the light of Jesus. So we're looking at verse number 1 in St. John chapter 8. And as verse 1 tells us, Jesus went into the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, he, talking about Jesus, came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him and sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, talking about Jesus again, they said unto Jesus, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Verse number 5, now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But I like that. That means something is going to change, something is going to happen here. But what sayest thou? They're asking Jesus a question about this woman that has been caught in the act of adultery. So now that we didn't caught her, we didn't brought her to you now. So in other words, what are you going to do about it, Jesus? So in verse 6, we find it says, this they said, trying to tempt Jesus. You can't tempt Jesus, but they tried. This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down. See, Jesus already knew their minds. He already knew what they were thinking. But what Jesus did, Jesus stooped down. And with his finger, he wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. In other words, they still talking. They thinking like, are you listening to us, Jesus? We're still talking to you, but you over there writing on the ground. So he had something important to write down on the ground. So this is what verse number 7 tells us. So when they continue asking him, in other words, they're still asking him, what are we going to do about this situation with this woman? Jesus lifted up himself, and he said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. And verse number 8 says, and again, Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground. So not only did he do it one time, he turned around and told them, okay, you all accusing her? So all of you who are accusing of you without sin, you got so much to talk about her. If you are so sinless, then you cast the first stone at her. So then Jesus turned around and he stooped down again, went back to doing what he was doing, writing on the ground. So verse number 9 tells us, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at or with the eldest or the oldest, even until the last. and Jesus was left alone. Ain't that amazing? And the woman, not only Jesus was standing, was still there, but the woman that they accused, she was standing in the midst. So it's just her and Jesus there. And verse number 10 tells us, when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman that they accused, he said unto her, woman, what are those thine accusers? In other words, he's asking her, where are they, the people that are accusing you? Where are they now? And so she turned around and she says, have no man condemned thee? Jesus asking her. In other words, Jesus says, where are those that are accusing you? Have no man condemned you? And then verse number 11 says, she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And verse number 12 says, then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of Jesus. In other words, it is God's will that each saint or each believer of Jesus Christ fulfill their God purpose. Just as my guest was saying, she was talking about Rahab, the prostitute, how she hid the spies. Yeah, but see, this is a different woman. But yes, she was caught in adultery, like the minister Chambliss was just saying. Yes, none of us are perfect. But she did, even though they accused her, Jesus forgave her. And that's what the lesson for today is. It is the will of God that we fulfill our God purpose. But we cannot fulfill our God purpose when we know that we have sin in our lives. So that's why I'm glad that Minister Chambliss, during her sermon, that she brought up the different people in the Bible who God used, mighty men of God, mighty women of God in the Bible that the Lord talks about. Even though they were used by God, yes, they were not perfect. They did sin. But I love it because we have a loving, kind Father who is long-suffering, and he turns around, and when we confess our sins, that's why the Lord tells us that if we confess our sins, we got to open our mouths, because he already knows what we did. He knows what we're thinking before we open our mouths and say it. So he knows what we're thinking before we do it. So he's telling us that if you're saved in Jesus' name, the will of God is for us to be able to open our mouth, confess our sins, ask for forgiveness. And he will do that. He said he will cast our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, and he will remember them no more. Therefore, then he will be able to continue to use you to continue to do the work that he has assigned to you for his glory. That is the will of God, that we complete our God assignment and our God purpose for his glory. That is another part of God's will for us. For those who do not realize it, that is a part of God's will, that we complete the work that he's assigned to us. And some people who are in the body of Christ, it's very sad to say, but it's true, they do not know what their God assignment is. They do not know what their God purpose. So it is his will that we know what our God purpose and assignments are. So when we know that, well, what he has purpose for us, then we can pray to him, and we know that he's going to lead us and he's going to guide us. He already has prepared for us the places that we're going to go to, where he's going to send us. He already have us prepared for those places. But he did not say that it was going to be easy, even though he's prepared the way for you. Know this, that it's in the will of God that even though he has prepared us to go into the hedges and the highways and the byways and to stand on his word and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, he knows that we're not all going to be accepted. A lot of people are not going to accept his word. But it is still the will of God that we go out into the hedges and the highways and that stand on the God's word and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to those who are not saved. That is his will, again, that no souls would be lost. So that is why it is so important for the saints of God that we pray for sinners. That is God's will for the saints of God, that we be praying for our brothers and our sisters and our families who are not saved in Jesus' name, even our enemies, our co-workers, anybody in our neighborhoods, on our jobs, that who are not saved in Jesus' name, because if we cannot look down on other people, just as Minister Chambliss was sharing in her word, and today we have a tendency of trying to look our noses down at other people because we think we have arrived, or we think we are in the will of God, and everybody else is wrong because you're a drug addict, you're a homosexual, you're a prostitute, you're whatever the case may be that's not in God's will. And some people want to look down on you, even in the church. They want to look down at you and say you're useless. God cannot use you. But, yes, he can. He can use you. Again, it goes back to opening your mouth and asking God to forgive you of your sins. And that way his will, his purpose will be completed in you, because he said that no good thing will he withhold from them that love him and that walk upright. So it is God's will that the body of Christ, that we walk upright and that we are being examples, that we are being Christ-like, that everywhere we go, that somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us. That is a part of God's will, that we love one another, because his word says that when we, the world would know that we love him by the way we show our love towards one another. That is also in the will of God. We know that God is love. We know that God demonstrated his love through his son, Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ came down from glory in the form of man, in the form of flesh, he shed his own blood to pay our sin debt. We know that God's will, again, it goes back to God's will, that no soul be lost. So that is an opportunity for every person to be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ, because God's he's not going to force himself upon anyone. I'm so glad that God is a gentleman. Jesus is, they are gentlemen. They do not force themselves on anyone. They give each one of us a choice. We have free will. We have free choices. So it's up to us. So you hear some people sitting there waiting on God. No, you're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you, because God has been there all the time. So he's waiting on you. For those of you who are not saved, it is his will that you be saved and that your soul not be lost. Because he already knows what's waiting for those who do not accept his son, Jesus Christ. And there is a better way. And God has already provided that way through his son, Jesus Christ. So again, it goes back to the will of God that no souls will be lost. So as we continue on in this lesson regarding the will of God, if you return now with me into the book of Jeremiah, we're going to look at chapter number 29, verse number 11. That's Jeremiah, chapter number 29, verse number 11. And it tells us, I know the plans I have for you, or towards you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. See, that is a part of God's will. And see, another part of God's will, which ties in to God's will, is purpose. For God's purpose, God's will, they are more or less one and the same, even though they have two different meanings. They really almost kind of ties in together. They go together. The purpose, your God purpose. What is God's will for your life? God's will, purpose for your life is that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. God's will for you and for me is that we have a future, not only in glory for those of us who have accepted his son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Lord and Savior, but for that we will prosper even here on earth so that we can be a blessing, not only to the kingdom of God on earth, to the different ministries what we are members of, but that we can be a blessing, again, to the widows, to those who are less fortunate, to the homeless. So that is a part of God's will for us who are in the body of Jesus Christ, that we take care of the poor, because he said the poor we were going to have with us always. So that is one of the assignments for the children of God, and that is one of the will of God, is that we take care of those who are less fortunate, that we share the good news of Jesus Christ. So that is all a part of God's will. So today's question for you and for me is, are you in God's will? Are you fulfilling your God purpose on today? So because if you're not, God, he knows it. And if you are saved in Jesus' name, and if you're not walking according to the will of God and according to God's purpose for your life, believe me, you know it. And God knows it. And So just know this, that you're not, and you are saved. Confess your sins, but for whatever reason, you're not doing the will of God. And you already know that God has anointed you and appointed you to a certain task and a certain assignment that only you can fulfill, that he will get the glory. If you're not doing that, the will of God is for you to be able to open your own mouth and confess your sin. It's that simple. And ask to be forgiven. And he will truly forgive you. And that way you will be able to complete your God purpose and the will he has designated for your life. So know that this is the will of God concerning you. And if you would jot down some of these scriptures that we're talking about, the will of God concerning you, you can find in these different scriptures that I'm going to give you now. We're not going to go through them all, but if you would write down these scriptures, for those of you who are interested in knowing more about the will of God, you can look in St. Mark at chapter number 3, verse number 35. Also, you can go to the book of Acts. That's found in Acts 21, the 21st chapter, verses 13 and 14. Also in St. John, chapter number 1, verses 6 through 13. And also in St. John, chapter number 4, verse number 34. I'm going to give you those scriptures again later on. But for now, realize and know, saints of God, that, again, it goes back to when we confess our sins. Know that God will restore. God's will is that for those who have walked away from him, we use, I always like the story about the prodigal son, about how he walked away from his father, even though his father had not passed on, and he was going to get his inheritance. He was supposed to get his inheritance after his father died, but this one particular son, no, he wanted his now. He wanted to be able to enjoy his now, even though his father had not passed on. So the father gave in and gave him what he asked for, and he took off and he left the country. So he went and lived a wild, righteous life, riotous life, I should say. In other words, misusing his money, spending it on things that he should not. And before he knew it, he was out of money, had no place to go. And so he ended up in a hog pen, one of the lowest places of the people of that day that you could be found in, for the people of his father's stature. And people already knew who his father was back in that day. And all of a sudden, here he is, coming, in other words, from a palace, and now you're in a pig's sty, eating slop from the pigs. So, in other words, he finally came to himself, realizing what he was and realizing what he had left behind. So he came to himself. And so that's what we need to do sometimes. We have to come to ourselves. And so what he did was he got up and he went back to his father, not knowing that his father was always looking out for him, looking down the road and hoping that one day his son would return home. And lo and behold, he stood there one day and looked down the road, and there comes his son. And his son, not knowing how his father was going to receive him, if he was going to receive him at all. But his father was so happy to see him. What his father did was told the people of the house, go get the fattest calf, get the best rings, the best robe, the best shoes. In other words, give him a bath, put on everything, whatever he needs, put it on him, and we're going to have a party. And that's what they did. They had a party for him. In other words, he was welcomed back home. And so that's how God does us. When we sin, God will restore you. When you walk away from God, know that you can come back to God, because that is his desire. He do not want us to get saved, then turn around and walk away from him. He says in his word that it's best that he preferred that you not even know him at all than to know him and then walk away from him. So we have a choice. For those who are saved in Jesus' name on today, for those of us who are saved, and for those who have, you know you're saved, and for whatever the reason, you have turned your back on God and you have walked away from him, and you're not fulfilling your God purpose. That is not pleasing to God. His will for you is that you complete your God purpose. So just know that God will restore. He will forgive you of your sins. He will be able to complete your God assignment that he has on your life if you would just only confess your sins. Then God will restore you. So as we look in still now in the Word of God, talking about the will of God, if we would turn now to the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, we're going to look at verse number 10. Again, that's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 10. We are still talking about the will of God. I am so glad that I am in His will, and I know that I'm not the only one. I know that some of you who are listening who are saved, I know that you are ecstatic just like I am, that we are in the body of Christ. We are in the will of God. And that is a good thing to know, that you are in the will of God. And that is, again, that is His desire, that we be in His will. But as we look in now in the 1 Peter, we're looking at chapter number 5. We're going to look at chapter number 5 and, again, verse number 10. And it says to us in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 10, it says, "But the God of all grace, who have called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." And verse number 11 says, "To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever." So, yes, that is the will of God, who has called us into His eternal glory by His Son, Christ Jesus. Yes, even though, that's what I was talking about earlier. Yes, even though we know that we are saved, we are in the will of God. Yes, we have to go through some trials. We have to go through some tests. God, even though we're in His will, that is a part of the test. He tests our faith, even though we are in His will. In other words, as we were saying earlier with Minister Shambliss, God don't just want part-time saints. He's looking for saints who are serious about doing kingdom work. He's looking for saints who is in for the long haul, who have determined in their minds that they're going to finish their course, they're going to keep the faith, and they're going to run on until the end, and they're going to complete their God assignment. And so, again, that is what the will of God is for each one of us, that we complete our God assignment. So, my question to you on today, do you even know what your God assignment is? So, again, I say unto you, God, that is why it is important that we get in His Word. So that is another part of God's will, that we get in His Word. He said that we are to study, get in His Word, and to study His Word to show ourselves approved unto Him, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we cannot be in God's will and not be in His word. So how can you rightly divide the word of God if you don't know the word of God? If you're not in the will of God, if you're not in the will of God, then I know you're not in His word. And not only do I know it, you know it, and God knows it. So if you are in the will of God, and I pray that you are, that you get in the Word of God, because that's where we get our wisdom, that's where we get our knowledge, and we get our understanding and clarity through God's Word. And that's why we have bishops and shepherds and pastors. That's why He sends them, him or her, who is our shepherd, the under-shepherd for the sheep of the, whatever church denomination you affiliate with, that shepherd or that sheep that God has placed over you. That is their job, is to teach us. We must know the will and the word of God. That's why He said, how can we hear without the preacher? And how can the preacher preach unless he or she be sent by God? So we know that it's the will of God, that we have God-fearing men and women of God who stand behind the secret desk, teaching and preaching the word of God. So it is our job, as the saints of Christ, the saints in the body of Jesus Christ, is to pray for our pastors and pray for our shepherds, those that have rule over us in the earth, not only them as our pastors and shepherds, but for our president, our law enforcement officers, anybody that have a rule over us in any capacity of the earth, It is God's will that we, he tells us that we must do the will and follow whatever the laws of the land. So we might not always agree with the laws of the land, but according to God's word, we are, as even though we are in the body of Jesus Christ, we too must follow the rules of the land. So that's why I am praying, and I'm sure that a lot of saints who are been following in the news lately pertaining to the different situations regarding our different police officers and the different incidents and cases where different people have been killed. This is now time for the body of Christ to get in the will of God, to get back into God's word. That's why, as I was praying that prayer that God says that if my people were called by my name, see, that is where it needs to start. It needs to start in the home. It needs to start in the churches. We need to come together and be on one accord. And until we get it right with God, then the land cannot be healed. But it is God's will that the land be healed. Not only that the land be healed, but that the people in the land be healed. So the body of Christ, we have a job to do. We have to get back on our knees. We have to get back to our first love. We have to get back into the will of God. We need to come off this thing about I have arrived and I don't have to pray for nobody else and I'm doing my own thing. No, it's not about you. It is about the will of God. So if you're really trying to be a God pleaser and trying to do what God has called for you to do, then you want to make sure, you want to be sure that you are in the will of God. Again, it goes back to if you're in the will of God, then you know that you got to be in the word of God because God's word is our roadmap. It leads and guides us. He tells us in his word what his will is for us, what he expects of his saints, what his purpose is for each one of our lives. So on today, do you know what the will of God is for you in your life? Are you trying to be pleasing to God? Are you trying to fulfill his will and purpose for your own life, not your mother's life, not your pastor's life, but your own life? Are you standing up to the plate, and are you trying to fulfill the will of God in your own life? Because, again, one day we're all going to have to stand before God, and we're going to give an account. Did we try to uphold, and did we try to fulfill the will of God? Or do we have our own hidden motives and agendas? So God knows that too. So if you are one of those that have hidden motives or hidden agendas and you're over God's people, know that that is not in his will, that you would look down on people and have hidden agendas and motives and cliques in the church and the body of Christ. That is not in God's will. So if you are one of those that are doing those type of things that is not pleasing to God, then, again, you need to confess and ask God to forgive you so that you can be back on track, so that you will be able to completely fulfill the will of God in your life for his glory. So and saying all of that kind of reminds me of a song and that I used to hear. And this song, it has a lot of meaning, and it all ties into the will of God. Some of the words to this song, it says, I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer, because if I suffer, and I'm paraphrasing, it is God's will that I will gain eternal life when we see Jesus. So that is the will of God, that we gain eternal life. So again, it is not God's will that any souls will be lost. It is God's from the beginning of mankind. And before mankind, it was always God's will and desire that all souls would be saved and no soul would be lost. So, again, for those who are in the body of Jesus Christ from today, for those who are yet to become a part of the body of Jesus Christ, just know that once you become saved in Jesus' name, it is God's will that you too will gain eternal life. That is the purpose of God. That is one of his wills that, again, that all be saved. So now as we continue on with this lesson, the will of God, now we're going to turn over and look at in the book of Colossians, chapter number 2, verses number 6 and 7. Again, that's Colossians. We're going to look at Colossians chapter number 2, verses number 6 and 7. Let's see what that has to say to us pertaining to the will of God on today. So here we go, and let's see. I just had it. Colossians number chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. It's verse 6 says to us, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him." Verse number 7 says, "Rooted and built up in him, in Jesus, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." So the word of God is letting us know that, yes, it is the will of God that all saints be rooted and built up in Jesus Christ and established in our faith in him. So that is important for us to know, saints of God, on today, that we be rooted and grounded. That's what he's telling us. We got to be rooted and grounded. We got to be built up in Jesus, and we got to be established in our faith in Jesus Christ. And also, while we're looking at that, if you would turn in a few pages over and look at, we're going to look at Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5, verse number 18. Again, that's 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verse number 18. It's very short. And it says, again, "In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Yes, so it goes back to what we were saying earlier. Yes, everything that we go through as Christians, it don't always feel good. It may not always look good. But he didn't say because of everything that we're to give thanks. He said in everything we are to give thanks to God because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So that's why the word of God lets us know that the disciples were telling us earlier, in the word of God, think it not strange because you're saved and you are in the word of God, you're in the will of God, and you are fulfilling your God purpose, and you're trying to be an asset to the kingdom of God, and you're trying to be doers of God's word. They're telling us, think it not strange because things are happening to you. You're going through fiery trials and temptations and tribulations. He said, because the disciples before us in the Old Testament, they said that we went through the same thing. So in other words, we may be living in a different time. We may be different people. But what they're letting us know that we went through the same thing. So just because you're saved, just because you love the Lord Jesus Christ, don't think that you're going to get through and by on easy street. You're going to go through some trials. You're going to go through some tests. You're going to go through some tribulations. So they're letting us know that we went through it. You can go through it too. And just like we made it with the Lord on our side, you can make it too with the Lord on your side. So they was in the will of God. And we too, who are in the will of God on today, we just remember that we must continue to hold on to our faith, no matter how it looks, no matter how long we've been waiting. Again, I tell you that our praise is very important. Our breakthrough comes through our praise. And that is another part of God's will, that we continue to praise him while we are going through our fiery trials and temptations and our tests, that we continue to give God praise. We continue to give him glory and honor because, again, he is truly worthy to be praised. He said that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So if you are in the will of God, know that you're going to be tested. But, again, the disciples before us, they're letting us know that some of the apostles, they're telling us, they're already warning us, we've been through the same thing that you're going through. So you just hang in there. You continue to stay in God's will and watch God work on your behalf. So, again, we must be in the will of God. We must stay in the will of God so that that as Jesus is will continue to root and build us up in him, and we must always be in the will of God. We must have our attitudes have to be right. We must check our gratitude, not only our attitude, but our attitudes and our gratitude. Are you grateful that God is using you? Are you grateful that you are in the will of God? Some people, some saints, they take that so lightly because they think that they, or they know that they're in the will of God, and they just sit back and they get comfortable and relax, and you figure, well, I'm in the will of God now. I'm saved, so I don't have to do anything. No, that is a lie sent straight from hell. That is not true. If you are in the will of God, you are not through. Your job is not finished. You have not finished your course until God calls you home. That is a part of the will of God, is that you complete your course and that you keep the faith while you're running your Christian race. That is the will of God, that we complete our course that he has assigned for each one of us. So are you in the will of God on today? That is the question that only you can answer, because God already knows if you are in his will, and I pray that you are in his will on today. So as we continue on in talking about the will of God, we're going to take a look at Psalms chapter 91. We're going to take a look at chapter 91 in the book of Psalms, and we're going to look at verse number 16. Let us see what the word of God is telling us about the will of God for us, chapter. Again, that's Psalms chapter 91, verse number 16. And it says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. But before we go there, let's go up one. Make that two. Look at verse number 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And again, verse number 16, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So these are promises of God. These are some promises from God to the saints of God. On today, we're still talking about the will of God. So the question for you today and for all listeners on today is, are you in God's will? Are you truly trying to let God's will be done in your life? Again, we as saints of God, as the Amplified Bible told us earlier in chapter 35, yes, for the people of God, for the children of God who are lovers of Jesus Christ, who have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior on today, who have a personal relationship with him. In the book of Psalms, chapter 35, chapter 27, in the Amplified Bible, it was talking about the saints being blessed to be a blessing. That is God's will. Yes, again, talking about that earlier, and I just want to reemphasize that. And not all blessings are in the form of money. A lot of people have that wrong. They just think that all blessings are in the form of money. No, that is not true. All blessings do not come in the form of money. Some blessings are in the form of you being kept in your right mind. You're not sick. You have a good job. You have a roof over your head. You have food to eat. You have clothes to wear. You're not homeless. You're not behind prison bars. So those are some of the things that we must keep in mind as we think about the will of God. So we don't want to be taking the will of God lightly or for granted when he tells us that he wants us to be in his will, that he wants us to walk in his will. But again, we cannot walk in his will. We cannot do his will if we're not in his word, if we do not know what his word tells us. If, first and foremost, for those of you who are not saved, of course you cannot do his will if you're not saved. So that is so important today, that if you want to be in God's will on today, you have an opportunity that you can be in God's will simply by confessing, by opening your mouth, your own mouth, and asking the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart. You're letting him know that you believe in your heart that he is God's son, that he died for you, that he shed his own blood. He died, and he paid your sin debt with his own blood. You confess that with your mouth and believe it in your heart. And then the Lord said you would save, but then you got to be baptized. He said, then after you do that, confess the Lord Jesus Christ with your mouth. Then be baptized. He said, then you shall be saved. So that is the will of God again for today, so that you be in the will of God and that you be saved. Again, that is my prayer for each listener on today. That is not only my prayer, but the prayer of Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Builders International, and Kingdom Daughters International Ministries, and also the prayer of Minister Deanna Ebinger Chambliss, my guest on today. That is our prayer, our desire, is that all will be saved and be in the will of God. So the question for you today is, are you in the will of God? If not, do you want to be in the will of God? Trust me, God, he wants you to be in his will. So that is the lesson for today on Saturday, December the 6th, 2014. I pray that this lesson has been a blessing to those who have tuned in on tonight to help you in your spirit mind to think about it and pray about it. If you know that you're not in the will of God, ask the Lord to help you, direct you as to where and how you can be in his will. And so that is, again, that is his desire, that we all be in his will on tonight for his glory. It's not about us. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator. It's all about his will. So that is, who do you want to please? Are you trying to please yourself, your flesh, or please men? But God wants us to please him by being in his will, that he will be glorified on today. So once again, I pray this lesson for tonight has been a blessing, and I know that my guest on tonight has been a blessing to someone who has been tuned in on today as she shared the word of God with us on tonight. Once again, before we go off the air, I would like to make these announcements once again for those that who may not have heard them at the beginning of the show on today. But the first announcement is our 8th annual conference for Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International Ministries will be held April 24th through April 26th, 2015. It will be held at the St. Regis Hotel, which is located on West Grand Boulevard, but off of Wookwood Avenue in Detroit. And on that Saturday, which is going to be April the 26th, there will be a dinner play. And our guest for that evening will be Christian comedian Sister Ketchup. For more information, for those of you who desire to partake in this 8th annual conference, which is coming up in April 24th through the 26th, 2015, if you need more information, I'm going to give you two numbers that you can call. The first number is going to be area code 312-754-0212, or you can call Kingdom Daughters at area code 248-270-7237. And also, starting in January of this next year, January 2015, Kingdom Builders International Ministries will have a brand new format. It will be 7 days a week. For those of you that would like to know more information about this brand new format, you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.com. Also, Kingdom Builders Development will be having a prophetic training school, which will be starting also in January 2015. You must register for this school or for this class. Prophetic training school starts January 2015 through Kingdom Builders Development. Again, you must register, and you must go through the website. To do that, you can go to www.kingdombuildersinternational.com. And finally, for those that would like to sow into Kingdom Builders International Ministries, you can do that two ways, via internet The first way is Kingdom Builders International at gmail.com. Again, you can go to Kingdom Builders International at gmail.com, or you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.com. Again, that's www.kingdombuildersplaza.com. Or for those of you that would like to mail your donations, you can send your donations to 12346 Elmdale Street. Again, that's 12346 Elmdale Street. That is in Detroit, Michigan. The zip code is 48213. So I would like for you all to remember, do not forget about my guest on today, Minister Dina Eppinger-Chambliss. Her last name is spelled C-H-A-M-S-B-L-I-S-S. She is a member minister at Impact Church, which is located on the east side of Detroit. She has a new book that's going to be released at the end of this month. And the book, her title of her book is Broken People on Broken Pews. So be looking out for that new book by Minister Dina Eppinger-Chambliss. Again, Broken People on Broken Pews. Well, until next time, it is my prayer that you have been blessed through Minister Dina Eppinger-Chambliss on today through that word that the Lord gave her for the listeners on today, and also through our Bible lesson on today, which subject was the will of God. And also, don't forget our spiritual food for thought for today, what God will in us, He worked through us. So it's my prayer that you have been blessed on today through the word of God that was shared with you on today. So it's my prayer that on the next time you come back on the third Saturday in December, which will be the last show for this year, December the 20th, it is my prayer that you would notify your friends and loved ones, let them know that we are on the air. Invite someone else to tune in, family members and co-workers and church members, let them know that there's a blessing in listening to the show, if you would just tune in. So it's my prayer that you've been blessed on today, and continue to keep the faith, stay strong in the Lord and the power of His might, and continue to know that you are in the will of God on today. That is my prayer for you on today. So as we get ready to close out a little bit early on tonight, it's my prayer that you've been blessed through the word on today. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we come as we get ready to close out on today. It's our prayer, Lord, that you have been glorified on today as you use Minister Dina Eppinger-Chambliss and as you use myself to bring forth your word on tonight. It's my prayer, Heavenly Father, that souls have been lifted up and saved in Jesus' name, that backsliders will come back to the fold, that those who are in the body of Jesus Christ, that their strength, their faith have been renewed, that they are being edified and strengthened through your word on tonight. It is my prayer, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to bless our world leaders everywhere. Continue to touch the hearts and minds of our president and world leaders, Heavenly Father, from the highest level of government to the lowest, that they would have love and compassion for all your people all over the land. And Heavenly Father, we pray and lift up the law enforcement officers all over the land, not just in the United States, but, Heavenly Father, those who have hidden motives and agendas for being on law enforcement, Heavenly Father, I pray that, Lord, that justice will be done, and that those who are do not have the right motives for being law enforcement officers, that they will be revealed. And Heavenly Father, that you will be able to intervene, and that you will be able to move into those positions, Heavenly Father, those who are saved in Jesus' name, that will uphold the law and that have the people and compassion and love in their hearts for the people of God. So we pray, Lord, you would move on this behalf, that you would touch the hearts of the people, Heavenly Father, that they would remove hate and envy, Heavenly Father, that love would abide in the earth, that you alone would get the glory, even through these situations that we know that are not truly being justified and being handled correctly, but we know that you sit high and we know that you look low. We know that you have all power in your hands. So we just put this situation in your hands, Heavenly Father, and we know that you're able to turn this situation around, Heavenly Father, that we can be a unified people, that we will have love for one another, that you will get the glory. So I pray, Lord, that you will bless each listener on tonight, that you will continue to be glorified through each one. And then I also lift up the Kingdom Builders International Ministries, Kingdom Daughters International Ministries, and our founder, Prophet Baptist Teresa Phillips Docs. Continue to bless her. Continue to bless the works of her hands and give her the desires of her heart, Lord, that this ministry will grow into everything that you have called for it to be for your glory in the earth. In Jesus' name. And it is so. And we declare it right now by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. So until next time, continue to be blessed. Stay faithful in the Lord and know that you are in the will of God on tonight. Amen. Bye-bye.